Ramayan Act 2, Chapter 14, Sita Found. Scene 1, Hanuman meets Sita. In the tree, Hanuman considered what to do next. He wanted to comfort Sita and give her Ram's ring, but he was not sure how to approach her. She would likely think him to be Ravana in disguise, using sorcery to trick her. She then might cry out and alert the Rakshasas. And what then? Why, he could be killed or captured. How would Ram's purpose be served if that happened? What other monkey could leap across the ocean and return? Hanuman thought carefully. He decided to remain in the tree and sing the praises of Ram so that Sita could hear. The Rakshasis had moved away to a distance, and so they would not notice. Hanuman started to speak out loud. In the city of Ayodhya, there once lived a great ruler named Dasharath. That lordly king begot a valiant son named Ram, who possesses every good quality. Going to the forest, in obedience to his aged and pious father, Prince Ram slayed in battle many violent demons. Hanuman then related in brief Ram's history up until the time of Sita's abduction. He described what had happened to Ram in her absence, leading up to his own leap across the ocean and arrival in the Ashok Grove. Sita was struck with wonder to hear the voice coming from the tree. She looked up and all around her, feeling joy upon hearing Ram's activities being described. As she gazed into the boughs of the tree, she saw among the leaves Hanuman's tawny figure. The small monkey sat humbly with his palms folded. Immediately, she became afraid. Who was this creature? What was he doing in the tree? Was this Ravana's trick? But, remembering the auspicious omens, Sita became thoughtful. She prayed to the gods that Hanuman's words might prove true. Hanuman slipped down from the tree and bowed low before Sita with his joined palms raised above his head. I assume that you are Sita, consort of the highly blessed Ram. I am an envoy dispatched by Ram to seek you out, O noble lady. Along with his brother Lakshman, Ram waits in grief for some news of your whereabouts. Sita felt overjoyed to hear of Ram, but she was still suspicious. But what if this was Ravan? Nevertheless, upon seeing the monkey, Sita was feeling a strange calm and peace of mind. She looked carefully at Hanuman and asked, "How can I know for sure that you are not Ravana?" Hanuman reassured her. He described the features of both Ram and Lakshman in great detail, telling her everything he knew about the two princes. Hanuman then told Sita about himself and how he had come to meet with Ram. He spoke confidently. "Now that I have found you, I will soon return to Ram. You will see your Lord arrive here before long, marching at the head of an unlimited number of powerful monkeys and bears." Hanuman then showed her the ring Ram had given him. He handed it to Sita, and she immediately recognized it. Now she was convinced by Hanuman. Standing up in excitement, she felt unlimited joy. Her eyes shed tears of happiness, and her face shone brightly. She praised Hanuman. "You, O monkey, have achieved a great feat in crossing the wide ocean and entering this fortified city. O Hanuman, surely you are the foremost of Ram's servants." Sita wondered why Ram himself had not come. Why had he not smashed the city of Lanka and taken her back? Was he still strong in mind and body? Was Lakshman well? Sita questioned Hanuman eagerly, and he replied, "Ram does not know your exact whereabouts, O godly lady, but he is well and is awaiting news of you. As soon as he hears my report, he will come here at once with his army and rid the world of Rakshasas. There can be no doubt about this whatsoever." Hanuman assured Sita that Ram was always thinking of her. Indeed, Ram's mind was distracted by grief due to her separation. Why, he could not properly eat, and he hardly slept. Ram sat for long periods, gazing into the distance, sighing heavily. He would not even brush from his body gnats and mosquitoes, being oblivious to everything. All of this while he thought of Sita. From time to time, he would call out her name and shed tears. Sita felt simultaneously joyful and grieful as she heard of her husband and Ram's own grief for her. For some time, she sought and she lost in thought of Ram, looking like the bright moon seen through the veil of clouds. The monkey's words were like nectar mixed with poison. She could not tolerate hearing Ram's sorrow. Her beautiful eyelids, with their long black lashes, fluttered as she blinked away her tears. She then spoke to Hanuman, who sat with his palms folded and head bowed. "O valiant monkey, you must quickly bring Ram. Only a short time remains till that merciless Ravana will have me killed. That demon does not heed any good advice and is bent upon bringing about his own destruction, held as he is in the grip of death." Sita told Hanuman that she had heard how Ravana's brother and minister, Vibhishan, had repeatedly exhorted the king to return Sita. Vibhishan and other wise Rakshasas warned Ravana that keeping Sita would result in the annihilation of the Rakshasas. But Ravana would not listen. Sita had heard this from Vibhishan's wife, who had befriended the princess. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.